Developing willpower and moving the forces of the world doesn't mean being willful, being unkind, being pushy, so that people will do what you want them to do just to get rid of you, get you out of their sight, and not have to deal with you. Doesn't mean that at all. It means that your timing is perfect because your soul is working through the astral body, through the physical body. Your intuition, your sense of inner knowing, your still small voice within you is active. Listen more inside for inner guidance. Don't depend on intellectual guidance, because the intellect is a conglomeration of memories and other people's opinions that have built up in the past. The intuition is now, today, and tomorrow, and the future. And you have those faculties. You don't have to awaken those faculties. Those faculties are there to be used. Many people want to learn how to meditate. And people often do. But the easiest way to learn how to meditate is to realize that you already do meditate. When you're sitting at a computer, you're unconscious of your physical body, you're unconscious of your emotional body, you're unconscious of your astral body, you're unconscious of your fingers moving. You're totally absorbed within the work that you're doing, the game that you're playing, or surfing the internet. That is a lower state of meditation, but the same component parts are there. Attention, concentration, meditation, total absorption. Only one part's missing. Number four, contemplation. Realizing that the light that lights up the screen of the computer and the light that lights up your thought that allows you to see that screen is coming from the divine within you. But when you find yourself in a state of meditation, doing a concentrated kind of work, no matter what it is, just stop for a minute. Go a little deeper inside yourself. Try to find the source of the energy within you, the source of the light within you, and the source of the intelligence within you that allows you to comprehend what you're doing. The memory within you allows you to do the next thing and do it well. The willpower within you that allows you to stay with it. All of that is your divine self. Many people want to leave the world, leave the entanglements of the world. The world is too stressful for them. The world is too difficult for them. How do you leave the world? You go inside yourself, and that can happen wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Cooking a wonderful meal, totally absorbed in the child's play. You're inside yourself. Providing you don't fight yourself within yourself and cause a battle of conflicting emotions, conflicting thoughts, and wishing it were another way, which it will never be another way, because you are the boss of you. You are the one with the magical powers. You are the one who can use those magical powers. And you are the one that already knows how to meditate. You're the one with concentration. You're the one with attention and knowing right from wrong. And you're the one with the willpower, once a decision's made, to follow it through. Unless, of course, new information comes, and then you have to revisit the decision and maybe change it just a little bit. We often depend on others too much to live our life for us. I was asked on national television in the country of Mauritius, what is the message that you would give to the youth of our country? Stand on your own two feet. Take your life into your own hands. Do the right thing that you know would be the right thing to be appreciated by family, your village, your city, your community, and the country. Follow your heart, follow your soul. Many young people today are lost. They don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. They don't know what they're going to do in the future. They have no plans. They're depending on other people to tell them what to do, point them in certain directions, and as soon as they're told what to do and are going in another direction, they don't want to do it. That's a negative state of mind. That's called the instinctive intellectual state of mind. Instinctive, like a bull. You pull the bull one way, he'll go the other way. That's the instinctive mind. Intellectual, you tell me one thing, I have a better idea, and I'll tell you something else. Spinning the wheels. But young people who know what they're going to do and grab onto what they know and proceed in doing what they've decided to do will have the help of all three worlds. When the will rises and commands, even the gods are willing to obey. When the will, with love in the will, rises and commands, the soul commands, the astral body, the physical body. Even the gods are willing to obey. And your life will flourish, and you will grow, and you'll bloom, and the family will grow and bloom, and because of that, the community will grow and bloom. And now we're going to take the Kumbha to the Yerevan Temple. So here we go. Take your Kumbha and we'll pray it out to Yerevan Temple Sangha.
Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat.